I'm Marjorie Punnett.
I'm Elizabeth Reese.
This is The Nest, our mini-sode that's all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be. And earlier this week on Best of The Nest, we were talking to an expert about the tough conversations that we have to have with our kids, the talks about sex, the talks about how do you handle that? What are you going to say? Is it embarrassing? Should there be shame? All of those very complicated issues that come up when you need to have that conversation. So this week, Elizabeth, you suggested on The Nest we talk about something a little bit lighter.
You know, Heidi did such a great job, and it actually does kind of tie in. The topic today on The Nest is because Disney Plus launched this week and parents all over the globe have subscribed. I mean, I subscribed like right away when I could subscribe, because then we have access to stream all of the Disney movies. But it did make me think about just like creating this culture of watching things with your kids, answering their questions, having conversations. And really, you know, interestingly, a lot of the conversations that we have about kind of how the world works will come from movies that we watch, because we'll watch a movie together. Yes. And they have so many great movies that are geared towards children, but are also appreciated by adults. So I thought, in honor of Disney Plus and in honor of that sort of just conversation mode with your kids and maximizing time with your kids, we talk about the movies that we think that you should stream on Disney Plus right away. Yes.
How much is it to stream?
Disney it's $6.99 a month.
Oh my God, that's so worth it.
$6.99 a month, and you have every single Disney movie, Pixar, Marvel, the whole catalog, Marjorie.
It's
unbelievably worth it. I'm sure that price isn't going to stay the same forever, but for right now, it is so fun. And for months, I've been putting off watching certain movies because I don't like to rent them, because then my children want to watch them multiple times. Right. And to buy them is $20 a pop. And so I'm like, if we can just hold out until the end of November, we can get Disney Plus and then we'll be able to watch them all. And I have to tell you, the first one that I was so excited to watch with my kids that they haven't seen is Beauty and the Beast that came out in the 90s. We watched it last night. So I signed up for Disney Plus and then we all cozied up and watched it last night. And I was reminded of what a lovely story it is. Now, I mean, critics can pick apart all sorts of Disney movies to discuss the actual messages. But when you first meet the character Belle, she's wandering through the village reading a book. And to her, being smart and learning about people and taking in stories is more important than anything else. And she has such a great relationship with her dad. It's just a really lovely movie. We watched the entire thing last night, and I just was reminded that when I was in like middle school and high school was when all of these amazing movies were coming out, and we would go to the theater to see them with friends, and Beauty and the Beast was my all-time favorite, and I loved watching it with the kids. And so now you can stream it.
So you saw it as a teenager, young teenager. Oh, see, that's wonderful. And that is one of those movies that the message is so important for young children, and I think for teenagers as well, is that appearances aren't everything.
Right.
Really, really important message for kids. Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah, I agree.
One of the ones I picked, of course, was from the 90s. And when I was scrolling through, I just Googled last night every Disney movie. So there's a list of every Disney movie through the decades. And I have to say, the 70s and 80s were not a great time for Disney. And I'm sure the stock price would have reflected that. The 90s is really when they sort of got their game together. And of course, that's when The Lion King came out. And this is probably not news to most people of what a great movie that is. But I will say, my kids were little, and it was magical to go with them. And my older one in particular, who was probably 3 or 4 at the time, made such an impression on him. And that's so fun to see when you're a parent, is your child cling to something for the first time.
Yeah.
And that was the first movie, that was the first thing sort of outside of us that I think he truly loved. Like, he just loved it. And we had a friend who was an artist, so we had a huge Simba painted on his wall.
Aww.
He had the sheets. It was all Lion King all the time in our house. So that was a great one.
Oh, that's so cute. Okay, one more that I think that you should be watching is, and if you haven't watched it in a while, it's Zootopia. Marjorie, I don't know if you've seen this one. Have you?
Years ago, when it came out.
So
what year did it come out? Do you know?
Funny. Oh, gosh, I don't know. I mean, it was definitely probably at least 10 years ago. And it's so funny and creative and wonderful. And the scene with the sloth at the DMV is one of the greatest scenes in movies where the characters are going to the DMV in Zootopia to try to get some license plate information. And of course, everyone working at the DMV is a literal sloth. And it is just so well done. And it's just one of those movies that is so good to watch with your kids. I mean, my husband and I, when we first started watching it, it was like, okay, hey, this kid movie thing, this is kind of cool. Right. We can get into this. Right. Versus, you know, some of like the half hour cartoons that you're watching, they're awful. It's really, a lot of them are very annoying. And so to watch things with your kids that you can actually enjoy and be part of and laugh together and talk about, oh my gosh, look at that animal. What kind of animal is that? What is that animal like? It's really, really fun. And that's kind of why, you know, when I bring up the movies and watching movies together, and you've talked about this too, even with Ian, with watching rom-coms and kind of discussing them, it's fun to do that with your kids. And you feel screen time sort of gets demonized a little bit. But I think when you're all watching something together and enjoying it together, it's a really beautiful experience. So Zootopia is now going to be back in my top streaming situation.
That's great. I had forgotten about that scene. That is one of, I think that's one of, I'm just going to say it. That's one of the great movie scenes of all time.
I agree.
Just is. It just is. To screen time getting demonized, I agree with you. And I've mentioned in the past that a tradition in our house was Friday night movies. And that lasted, that started when the kids were pretty young and lasted all the way through high school.
Fun.
And in high school, the kids would just go out after movie night, but it didn't change. There was still Friday night movie night. And I'm sure it wasn't every single night, but it was pretty much a strong tradition in the house. And it's funny to me because you can demonize screen time, or I actually loved what we used to do, or what I used to do for the kids is, you know, I had two boys who were always hungry. And so it was about picking the movie at home, usually. It was almost always at home. And then I would just make the best boards and snacks. And we would just eat through the movie. And it was just, it was sort of this great celebration. But we loved cheese boards. And this is before really Instagram and everybody doing a charcuterie board, which I'm really kind of getting sick of. But that's what I would do. I would just lay out really great cheeses and really great, because they loved that. And it was just a great way, I think, as your kids want to leave home, it was a great way to say, yes, go out, go have a great time. But remember, this is who we are.
Yeah.
This is who we are. And it's always, I just think that as many ways as you can affirm to your children as they grow up, this is who we are, it just makes it safer for them out in the world.
So I totally agree.
I think screen time can be very important. Okay, back to the movies. Toy Story. I have to go with another classic. That was my younger son's favorite because that came out when he was about, I think he saw it probably when he was 3 or 4. And that was the one, that was the first movie he hooked into in a really big way. And Buzz Lightyear became everything to him. Buzz Lightyear was his hero, was, you know, he was, Campbell was sort of this quiet kid. And the Christmas after he had seen Toy Story, all he wanted for Christmas was Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember this, but there was a run on Buzz Lightyears. You could not get a Buzz Lightyear. So my memory of that Christmas is driving around, I think it was Burger King at the time. It was either Burger King or McDonald's that had little Buzz Lightyear toys.
And just doing everything you could to get one.
To find one, because we couldn't find the actual Buzz Lightyear toy.
Oh, yeah, because people were probably shoving each other in the Walmart shopping line to get one.
And he was my child that never cried. And it was the most pathetic thing where he's like, I want Buzz Lightyear. And you're like, oh, my God. And it does. It makes you just that little bit of crazy. But again, a movie with a great message of friendship and love and cooperation and kindness and teamwork and great jokes. And you can't beat that.
It's good. Gear up for the weekend and watch some movies. If you are enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and share it with a friend. And if you're super motivated, give us a review at Apple Podcasts. We love that.
And please reach out to us. You can find both of us on Instagram at Best of the Nest or at Eliz Reese and at It's Me Marjorie 1. We're also on Facebook and Twitter.